Welcome to our Thursday evening Bible study.
Bienvenido a nuestro estudio bíblico.
We've been going through a series on the parables of Jesus.
Hemos estado estudiando sobre las parábolas de Jesús.
And tonight we have one more parable to go through.
Y en esta noche tenemos un más parábola.
And the name of the parable this evening is the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector.
Vamos a estudiar la parábola del fariseo y el publicano.
I'd like for you to turn to the book of Luke chapter 18.
Por favor, abren sus Biblias a Lucas 18.
And we're going to read the parable where it starts in verse 9 through verse 14.
Empezando en verso 9 hasta 14.
And as you get your Bible ready, let's open in prayer.
Vamos a abrir en oración.
Lord, we ask that you would bless our Bible study this evening. We are thankful for all of the parables that we have studied and have learned from. And we pray that even this evening that we would glean and understand the truth that you want us to understand from this parable. Thank you for all those that are watching, that you'd bless them and bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read the parable and then we'll talk about it.
Él va a leer estos versos en inglés y luego vamos a hablar.
It says it this way. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I get, but the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. This parable, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector,
esta parábola, la parábola del fariseo y el publicano,
is a parable that Jesus states clearly as to why he tells it.
Es una parábola y Jesús declara claramente por qué compartió esta parábola.
And he says it in verse 9.
Lo explica en verso 9.
He says, he told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt.
Dice, a unos que confiaban en sí mismos como justos y menospreciaban a los otros. Dijo también esta parábola.
In this parable, we have two types of individuals.
En esta parábola, leemos de dos tipos de individuales.
First, we have the Pharisee.
Primeramente, tenemos el fariseo.
Now, the Pharisee is supposedly a righteous individual.
El fariseo se consideraba justo y recto.
Many of the Pharisees were puffed up with pride.
Pero muchos de los fariseos tenían mucho orgullo.
And a lot of them were self-righteous.
Y muchos de ellos se contaban justos, pero solamente en sus ojos mismos.
The other person is a tax collector.
El otro hombre es publicano.
This tax collector is someone that has done wrong financially or through different things that he's done.
Y el publicano era alguien que había hecho mal financieramente o de otra manera.
And what you see in these two individuals is a great contrast between how they approach God.
Y lo que leemos en esta parábola es la gran diferencia de cómo estos dos se acercaban a
And what we see in verse 10 is that both of these individuals go in the temple to pray.
Leemos en verso 10 que estos dos hombres subieron al templo para orar.
And they're going to talk to God. They want to pray. You know, they're just coming to the into the presence of God.
Y entraron al templo para orar.
And so the Pharisee begins to pray, but notice his prayer is very self-righteous.
Y se pueden fijar que el fariseo, cuando él empezó a orar, significa que él se llamaba justo.
And you'll notice the prayer is really all about himself.
Y su oración era solamente todo de él.
It says, God, I thank you. And notice how many times he says the word I.
Dice, fíjese cuántas veces él habla de él mismo. Dice, Dios, yo te doy gracias.
So he says, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. He says, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. And so he's very self-consumed.
Este fariseo solamente oró hablando de él mismo. Dice, Dios, te doy gracias porque yo no soy como los otros hombres, ni aun como este publicano. Ayuno yo 2 veces la semana y él mencionaba todo lo que él hacía.
Now, when we come into prayer, usually we come to God and humble ourselves in his presence.
Cuando entramos en oración, normalmente entramos humillados delante de Dios.
But instead, this Pharisee has a very self-righteous attitude.
Pero en vez de ser humillado, este fariseo se encontraba con mucho orgullo y se contaba ser justo.
He thinks he's righteous because of all of his good deeds.
Él pensaba que podía declarar que él era justo por todas las buenas obras que él hacía.
But sadly, he's actually, or a self-righteous person is ignorant of their sinful nature.
Pero tristemente, este fariseo era ignorante de cómo él no era justo verdaderamente.
And so this Pharisee really doesn't see the need to repent or ask God for forgiveness of anything.
Y este fariseo ni podía ver su necesidad de arrepentirse y humillarse delante de Dios.
And so in his prayer he begins to say, I thank you, I'm not like everybody else, especially like this publican or this tax collector next to me.
Y por eso decía, Dios te doy gracias que yo no soy como los otros hombres, especialmente como este publicano que está cerca.
And he begins to remind God of all the good things he does. He fasts, he gives tithes, and all kinds of stuff.
Y él empezó a recordar y mencionar todas las cosas, buenas obras que él hace, como ayuno y dar diezmos.
You know, it's an amazing thing. How self-righteousness can blind a person to their own need.
Es increíble cómo en pensar que somos justos en nosotros mismos nos hace ciego de poder ver nuestra necesidad de Dios.
In many ways, this Pharisee is blinded to his own pride.
Y en muchas maneras, este fariseo se encontraba ciego y ni podía ver su mismo orgullo.
It's like Jesus said, sometimes they behold the speck of dust in someone else's eye and neglect the beam, that large chunk of wood, in their own eyes.
Es como Jesús declaró, es como si alguien puede ver algo muy pequeño en ojo de otro, pero en su mismo ojo ni puede ver esa grande cosa que se debía de ver.
In verse 13, we see the contrast in how the tax collector approaches God.
En versículo 13, leemos al contrario como el publicano vino a Dios.
It says the tax collector standing far off wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven.
Dice, pero el publicano estando lejos ni quería ni aun alzar los ojos al cielo.
It says instead he beats his breast and says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Dice, sino que se golpeaba el pecho diciendo, Dios, ser propicio a mí, pecador.
And what you can tell just by this statement in verse 13.
Y lo que podemos entender simplemente de estas palabras en verso 13.
Is that this tax collector knows he's a sinner.
Es que este publicano, él entendía que él era pecador.
He knows he's such a sinner that he can't even lift up his eyes to God.
Él conocía muy bien que era pecador, ni aún quería alzar sus ojos a los cielos.
There's a humility, a brokenness that is being displayed.
Él enseñaba lo que era ser quebrantado y humillado delante de Dios.
And then he just beats his breast like, you know, I am not worthy to be in your presence, God.
Y la palabra dice que él se golpeaba al pecho, y esto significaba que estaba humillado y ni se sentía digno de estar delante de Dios.
And he just simply says his prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Y dice simplemente, Dios, ten misericordia de mí, soy pecador.
You see, here we see the contrast between the self-righteous and the one that truly needs God.
Aquí vemos cómo eran muy diferentes el fariseo que pensaba que él era justo en él mismo y al contrario el publicano que estaba muy humillado.
You see, it's usually the sick that acknowledge their need for a doctor.
Podemos entender que normalmente son los enfermos que entienden que necesitan doctor.
But if someone doesn't believe they're sick, they're not going to seek out the help of a doctor.
Pero si alguien no cree que está enfermo, ¿por qué van a buscar doctor?
And what we see is a self-righteous attitude presents oneself as if they're perfectly okay.
Y lo que podemos entender es el actitud de alguien quien se consideren ser justos en ellos mismos, no van a entender su necesidad.
Instead, what you see is a puffed up attitude that I am better than, or like they say, holier than thou.
Este fariseo tenía la actitud de pensar, yo soy más santo que él.
He says, I'm glad I'm not even like this tax collector.
Y dijo, yo doy gracias que no soy como este publicano.
But it's those that truly acknowledge their need that will seek help.
Pero son ellos que en verdad entienden su necesidad de Dios, van a buscar a Dios.
And that's why this tax collector says, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Y por eso declaró el publicano, Señor Dios, ten misericordia de mí, soy pecador.
And so verse 14 tells us exactly who left the presence of God justified.
Y versículo 14 nos dice, ¿quién dejó la presencia de Dios justificado verdaderamente?
Jesus says, I tell you this man, talking about the tax collector, went down to his house justified rather than the other.
Dice, os digo que este descendió a su casa justificado antes que el otro.
And so he was talking about the tax collector leaving the place of prayer justified in God's sight.
Jesús hablaba del publicano dejando la casa de Dios justificado.
God wants you and me to be humble in his presence.
Dios quiere que usted y yo seamos humillados en su presencia.
We're not to be puffed up with pride.
No debemos de pensar más de nosotros y tener orgullo.
But when we come into his presence, we must humble ourselves in his presence, acknowledging our need for God.
Cuando entramos a su presencia para orar, debemos de entrar humillados, reconociendo nuestra necesidad de él.
To be honest with you, we're only saved by God's grace.
En ser honesto, solamente somos salvos por su gracia.
We need God's grace each and every moment of every day.
Nosotros necesitamos la gracia de Dios cada momento de cada día.
There's nothing good that we can do that would make us righteous enough to stand in his presence other than God's grace.
No hay ninguna buena obra que nosotros podemos hacer para justificarnos delante de la presencia de Dios.
Jesus closes out this parable by saying, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
Jesús cerró esta parábola diciendo estas palabras, porque cualquiera que se enaltece será humillado, y el que se humilla será enaltecido.
You see, God delights in humility.
El Señor se deleita en el humillado.
We need to acknowledge our need for God's help, God's guidance, God's grace in all that we do.
Necesitamos reconocer nuestra necesidad por la gracia de Dios, la guianza de Dios en todo lo que hacemos.
And we need to approach the Lord in humility, truly acknowledging his righteousness and being there in the fear of God.
Y necesitamos acercarnos a Dios y ser humillados en el temor de Dios.
And so in this parable again, the Lord is very clearly showing.
Y una vez más, en esta parábola, el Señor nos enseña claramente.
Is that we should never think that we are righteous in and of ourselves.
Que nunca debemos de pensar que somos justos en nosotros mismos poder justificarnos.
Nor should we ever carry a holier-than-thou kind of attitude towards our fellow man.
Ni debemos de tener una actitud que piensa que somos más santos, más mejores que nuestro prójimo.
You see, like that tax collector, we just need to humble ourselves in God's presence.
Porque así como este publicano, debemos de humillarnos delante de Dios.
Now, this parable is the last of our series of parables.
Esta parábola es el último parábola que vamos a estudiar en nuestro series de parábolas.
And so let's go ahead and say a prayer, and then we'll close it out with just with a few announcements.
Queremos hacer una oración para cerrar, y luego tenemos algunos anuncios.
We do acknowledge it's a little bit shorter this time, but that's okay.
Sabemos que este estudio es un poco más corto que los demás, pero es bueno estudiar la palabra.
Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would help us to humble ourselves, never exalt ourselves. Help us to be a people that acknowledge our need, that, Lord, we would walk in humility before you. For you say clearly that the one that humbles himself will be exalted. Help us to be the kind of people that, Lord, will understand that without you we are nothing. That, Lord, truly, without your help, your guidance, without your grace in our lives, we would not be where we are. And so we truly do humble ourselves in your presence, acknowledging that, Lord, it's only by your grace that we are where we are and who we are. And so I thank you for all of the parables we've studied. We thank you for the many lessons that we've learned. And I pray that, Lord, you would continue to open up your word to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people, and we pray that you would just again let, Lord, all that we've learned instill in us the ways of the Lord. And we thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.